This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Frankel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold discussions with President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, in New Delhi today on bilateral regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are also expected to be signed between the two countries following the meeting. Before the talks, the Maldivian president will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. He will visit President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Dr. Muizu will visit Agra and Mumbai tomorrow and Bengaluru on Wednesday. Dr. Muizu arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a review meeting with the Chief Ministers of Left-Wing Extremism, LWE, affected states in New Delhi today. The Chief Ministers of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana, Odisha, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh will attend the meeting. Five union ministers who are closely involved in providing development support to the LWE affected states will also be present. The Deputy National Security Advisor and senior officials from the centre, the states and the Central Armed Police Forces, CAPFs, will also participate in the deliberations. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that North East is progressing rapidly on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In an interview to a news agency, the minister said that peace prevails in the whole North East region except few incidents in Manipur. He also hit out at Congress alleging that it has done nothing concrete for the development of the region. He said since the Prime Minister Modi took over, more than 10,000 militants have surrendered with their weapons and have joined the mainstream. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that 1,000 crore rupees have been earmarked for venture fund to space startups. Speaking about the important features of the first 100 days of the Modi government 3.0 in New Delhi, the minister said that the number of space startups in the country has gone up to more than 1.5 lakhs in the last 10 years, raising India to number 3 in the world ecosystem. He also informed that the space sector has seen a jump from just one digit to 200 plus space sectors within a short span of time. The counting of votes for Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections will be taken up tomorrow along with Haryana. Stringent security arrangements have been put in place at all the district headquarters of Jammu and Kashmir for the counting of votes scheduled to take place tomorrow for 90-member J&K assembly, paving way for the formation of the first elected government in the Union Territory following the abrogation of Article 370 and Article 35A in 2019. The recently held elections in the three phases, after a gap of 10 years, witnessed a massive voter turnout, with people enthusiastically exercising their rights to franchise and their participation in the festival of democracy. In men's cricket, India registered a comfortable 7-wicket win over Bangladesh in the first T20I of the three-match series in Gwalior yesterday. Chasing a target of 128 runs, India dominated with its batting attack, winning the match in just 11.5 overs. Sanju Samson and Surya Kumar Yadav contributed 29 runs each, while Hardik Pandya remained unbeaten with a winning knock of 39 of 16 balls. For Bangladesh, Mustafizur Rahman and Mehdi Hassan Miraj each took one wicket. Earlier, after being put into bat, Bangladesh was bundled out for just 127 runs with one delivery remaining in the innings. And that's the end of this news bulletin.